This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, an Illinois congresswoman looks to put the Postal Service's network modernization plans on hold. The State Department joins a nationwide initiative to hire and retain more women for law enforcement positions. And a Virginia-based defense contractor pleads guilty to bribery. Those stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. It's Friday, April 19th, 2024. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Peter Masurlian. A defense contractor is facing heavy fines and probation for admitting to a bribery scheme with a former Naval Information Warfare Center employee. The Justice Department says Cambridge International Systems, headquartered in Arlington, Virginia, pleaded guilty to giving everything from a ticket to the 2018 Major League Baseball All-Star Game in Washington, D.C., to funneling $2,000 a month to James Soriano, a contracting officer with the Naval Information Warfare Center. In return, Soriano helped steer contracts of more than $132 million to Cambridge International. The company will be sentenced on July 3rd and faces up to 5 years corporate probation and $500,000 in fines. The tug of war is intensifying over what to do with the windfall elimination provision and the government pension offset. Federal News Network's Drew Friedman has more.
Bipartisan lawmakers are doubling down on efforts to get their Social Security Fairness Act passed. The bill aims to give public sector workers a full Social Security amount by repealing both WEP and GPO. The two provisions reduce Social Security payments for certain federal annuitants. In a letter to the House Ways and Means Committee, Representatives Abigail Spanberger and Garrett Graves pointed to the bill's 316 co-sponsors. That makes it one of the most broadly supported bills in the House. But lawmakers still appear undecided on whether they'll move forward with the full repeal. The other option on the table is keeping the provisions and simply altering the benefit calculations. Drew Friedman, Federal News Network.
A bipartisan bill will put the Postal Service's network modernization plans on hold if the bill makes it through Congress. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has more.
The Protect Postal Performance Act would bar USPS from shaking up its delivery network in areas where the agency isn't meeting standards for on-time delivery. That means ensuring at least 90% of first-class 3 to 5 day mail arrives on time. If it doesn't meet that standard, the legislation would prohibit USPS from opening regional processing and distribution centers. These large facilities serve as hubs for long-distance transportation. Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski and Congressman Jack Bergman introduced the bill. USPS is seeing a major drop in on-time delivery in areas where it's already opened these large facilities. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
The Army's on track to meet its 2024 recruitment goals, Federal News Network's Anastasia Obis reports.
The service wants to bring 55,000 recruits by the end of the year. Army Secretary Christine Wormuth says the service has a shot at hitting that goal this fiscal year. The Army Secretary says the service is doing well partly due to the success of its Future Soldier Prep course. Still, the service lowered its recruitment goal this year. In 2023, the Army wanted to bring in 65,000 new soldiers. The service has missed its recruitment targets for nearly a decade. Anastasia Obis, Federal News Network.
Are prices under the multiple award schedule contracts fair and reasonable? Federal News Network's Jason Miller tells us why GSA wants to know.
The General Services Administration is asking industry 15 questions about how to better align schedule pricing with commercial practices. Among the questions in the request for information GSA issued include whether using the same labor category names and descriptions across schedule special item numbers as a standard practice would reduce administrative costs and burdens. GSA is using the RFI as part of its review of agency practices to streamline how it determines fair and reasonable prices on schedule contracts. Responses to the RFI are due by May 8th. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
The State Department's Diplomatic Security Service is setting a goal to have women make up at least 30% of its incoming recruits by 2030. Diplomatic Security is making that commitment as part of the 30 by 30 initiative that 240 other law enforcement agencies have already signed on to. Diplomatic Security is also looking to ensure its policies and culture allow it to recruit and retain women as law enforcement officers. It operates in U.S. diplomatic posts in more than 170 countries. Investing in federal retirement services is top of mind for NARF, the National Active and Retired Federal Employees Association. The organization is calling on Congress to give more resources to the Office of Personnel Management in fiscal 2025. OPM is the longtime overseer of retirement processing for federal employees. The agency's been starting to chip away at modernizing the largely paper-based system. But without proper investments and oversight, NARF says it's concerned that widespread delays on retirement claims and processing will continue. The Army will begin conducting cognitive assessments of every soldier coming into basic training. The goal of the test is to establish a baseline before soldiers are exposed to repeated blasts in training and combat. The Army also wants to use wearable devices to continuously track and monitor blast exposures. The service is yet to find the ideal gauges to track exposure to blasts for soldiers, but plans to assess various wearable gauges, which the Special Operations Command will eventually purchase. Find these stories and more at federalnewsnetwork.com. For the Federal Newscast of Friday, April 19th, 2024, I'm Peter Masurlian.